This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, December 13th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, history versus the past. Well, you must have missed it. Poetry Day came and went last month, and like me, you probably didn't attend the festivities, and you probably didn't even know that in Chicago, Poetry Day has been celebrated for 52 years, ever since Robert Frost inaugurated it in 1955. It's the oldest reading series of its kind in the United States. Speakers have included T.S. Eliot, Elizabeth Bishop, W.H. Auden, John Ashbery, Gwendolyn Brooks, and many others. This year, Poetry Day belonged to Yvonne Boland, who spoke at the Art Institute of Chicago.
Just going to talk this evening about some poems. And also,
Yvonne Boland was born in Dublin. She grew up in London. And for many years, she has been the director of the creative writing program at Stanford University, which makes her both an Irish poet and an American poet. And she writes equally well about life in both countries. She is celebrated as a poet with a heightened appreciation for ordinary life, dailiness, as she calls it. And she brings that dailiness and her interest in ordinary people even into historical poems. As she was coming up as a poet, Boland says she began to see a huge difference.
A huge rift in Ireland between the past and history. As time went on, it was plain to me that the past was a place of whispers and shadows and vanishings, and that history was a story of heroes.
And Boland says that she was not ultimately interested in the story of heroes. She was interested in the past.
I was interested into what disappears into that past.
Her poem Quarantine is about a young couple who disappeared into the past during the Great Irish Famine of the mid-19th century. Boland read about this couple in a memoir by a Catholic priest who had witnessed the famine as a young child.
And he tells the story in about five sentences of a young couple who leave in 1847 in the worst time of the famine. They leave the workhouse together and they walk back on this cold, cold night to the cabin, which is where they must have lived the life they had, whatever that life was. And in the morning, they were found dead. But he had her feet against his chest, and he had tried to warm them as she died. And we have no way of knowing who they were. And I wrote this poem, Quarantine, not just about that, but to reproach the traditions we have, including love poetry, that really does not consider those people enough in what it says, quarantine. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking, they were both walking north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and west and north, until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead, of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Also, what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved.
Yvonne Boland reading Quarantine. For a small country, Ireland has been plagued by more than its fair share of history. History being another way of saying bad things happening to ordinary people. The famine, colonial domination by England, the War of Independence, Civil War, one thing after another. Boland came of age just as the troubles between Protestants and Catholics in Northern Ireland were beginning.
I got married 1969, the year that violence started. We had thought somehow in our late teens and early 20s, without thinking enough about it, that our differences would be our strengths in that really beautiful country. And it didn't turn out that way.
Her generation watched as Ireland spiraled into cycles of violence that would last 30 years. In her poem, Domestic Violence, she goes back to that moment in her life when it all began.
This is a poem about my life there in a Dublin suburb, hearing these news reports come in of further and further breaking apart of that island. Where do we place the responsibility? Can we say that because we stand there in our homes and are safe in our rooms, that we're innocent of it? The poem wanted to go back and just ask those questions. Domestic violence. It was winter, lunar, wet. At dusk, pewter seedlings became moonlight orphans. Pleased to meet you, meet to please you, said the butcher's sign in the window in the village. Everything changed the year that we got married, and after that, we moved out to the suburbs. How young we were, how ignorant, how ready to think the only history was our own. And there was a couple who quarreled into the night, their voices high and sharp. Nothing is ever entirely right in the lives of those who love each other. And in that season, suddenly our island broke out its old sores for all to see. We saw them too. We stood there wondering how the salt horizons and the Dublin hills, the rivers, Table Mountains, Viking marshes we thought we knew, had been made to shiver into our ancient 12x15 television, which gave them back as gray and grayer tears and killings, killings, killings. Then moonlight-colored funerals. Nothing we said, not then, not later, fathomed what it is wrong in the lives of those who hate each other. And if the provenance of memory is only that, remember, not atone. And if I can be safe in the weak spring light in that kitchen, then why is there another kitchen? Spring light always darkening in it, and a woman whispering to a man over and over, what else could we have done? We failed our moment, or our moment failed us. The times were grand in size, and we were small. Why do I write that when I don't believe it? We lived our lives, were happy, stayed as one. Children were born and raised here and are gone, including ours. As for that couple, did we ever find out who they were, and did we want to? I think we know. I think we always knew.
Yvan Bolan reading Domestic Violence, which is also the title of her most recent collection of poems, published in hardcover by Norton. Yvan Bolan read for Poetry Day on November 14th, 2007, at the Art Institute of Chicago. If you want to hear more, you can download her entire reading from our website, poetryfoundation.org. We always want to hear from listeners, so do let us know what you think of this podcast, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps, nevertheless.
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.